must you let me spend all that money on Martin?
Baby clothes are expensive, Gina.
Can't y'all see where y'all going?
Hey, Clyde, hold up, man. We gotta go back. I dropped something.
Forget it. It's not important.
You mean you don't want the money we just stole?
Excuse me, sirs. I'm sorry. You dropped your bag of groceries.
Oh, thanks, lady. But those aren't groceries. That's the money we just robbed from the bank.
How stupid can you get? You just let him see your face and you told him what you did.
We ain't see nothing. Yeah, we didn't see a thing. We didn't see nothing. I didn't see nothing. I ain't seen Jack.
No, lady, my name ain't Jack. It's Donnie.
Oh, man, that's 5-0. We gotta roll. Come on.
Okay, you two better act like you never saw anything.
Yeah, and if you two even dream that you saw us, you better wake up and apologize. Let's go.
Oh, no. This is not...
Wow!
This is not...
Pam!
Good.
This is too... Oh, Pam! Oh, we man. Just witnessed a bank robbery!
Oh, no. Correction. You witnessed the bank robbery. I ain't seen nothing. Y'all hear that, fellas? Pamela James ain't seen nothing!
What's up? What's up?
What up?
Mugshots. It's really dark in here.
It's because your head is blocking the light, ma'am.
Get used to it, officer. Big Head's running her family.
Hey, Gina, I got here as quick as I could, baby. What's going on?
Martin, I am so glad you're here, baby.
Hey, we got your message to hurry to the police station. You okay?
You know, I'm upset.
Baby, guess what?
What?
We were involved in a crime.
Yes. Hey, yo, Gina, man, whatever you do, right, don't cry for moms when they lock you up. Because them big sisters in prison, they don't play that.
No, Cole. Me and Pam witnessed a bank robbery. Ha!
See, you know what? This whole room's still not listening to me. Gina was involved in the bank robbery. Pam ain't seen Jack.
Look, now, come on, Pam. Don't be like that, all right? Look, if you cooperate with the officer, girl, he gonna give you a big box of Scooby snacks.
You on my nerves. You on my last
Officer!
Nerve.
Officer, I think this is him right there. These two guys right there, sir.
Uh-oh. She's identified Donnie and Clyde. We've been trying to convict those guys for years. Except all the witnesses keep mysteriously disappearing.
Yo, those brothers were magicians too?
No, Cole. Donnie and Clyde took them out, man.
Hey, look, damn that, baby, okay? Don't worry. Your man ain't afraid of nobody. Bring your asses on. Bring them on, Joe. Bring them on.
I don't think you understand me. I am talking about Donnie and Clyde.
I don't give a damn if you're talking about Donnie and Marie, all right? If they step to me wrong, they're going to get an old-fashioned Joe Jackson ass whooping.
Now, that is what the police are here for, sir. We are here to protect and serve.
Yeah, what y'all serving? Brother hungry as hell right about now.
Just ignore him, officer.
Please. Yes.
Well, it looks like we're all done here. Let's be out.
Ladies, I'm afraid it's not quite that simple. You're eyewitnesses. So I'm going to have to place you in protective custody at an undisclosed location.
Hold up, officer. Okay? Where you taking us, man?
Well, us ain't going anywhere. It's just the two witnesses. So you can kiss your wife goodbye and keep Hope alive.
Hey, damn that, man. All right? Keep Gina alive. Keep my baby alive.
Yeah, but what about Pam?
Jim, if I had to tell your bald head...
James ain't seen Jack!
I guess I done seen it all. A seeing eye dog that can't see. How the hell you not gonna see the damn robber?
Okay, ladies. Look, before you go to your secret location, you might want to grab a few things.
Sir, how long do you think we're going to be undercover?
Oh, not long. Donnie and Clyde usually rub out their witnesses within the first 48 hours.
Tickle, 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 tickle. All right, Gina, don't even sweat it. We ain't going out like that. Give me my shank. Give me the shank.
You're gonna need it.
Excuse me? What did you just say? I'm sorry I didn't hear that.
Oh, no. You see, I just said good luck. And the community is proud of you.
Well, wait a minute now. When are we gonna go to this secret location?
Yeah.
I won't be going with you, but I will be getting the hell out of here.
Oh, hey! Oh! Hey! Wait, right. Where you going?
It ain't right.
No. Where you going? You leaving us?
Well, you're damn right I am. I mean, there ain't no sense in all of us checking out.
Well, who's going to protect us, man?
Never fail or order to find God is here. Now, where's the little honey diff that need protecting?
Well, looks like everything here is under control. Ladies, God bless you and good luck.
How could they leave us here with Otis? They might as well have left us here with Barnaby Jones.
What's the matter, girl? You don't trust old Otis?
Hell no!
Look, don't worry, all right? I protected 200 dips just like you just last month.
Really? And everything turned out all right?
No, but they sure as hell served some good food at the funeral, girl. I'm not gonna lie to you. They had macaroni and cheese. They had them some crabs.
Otis, look, we don't care about the food. We can't kick it here with you, okay? Yeah. Donnie and Clyde are coming back for us.
Wait a minute. Now, you ain't going nowhere.
Wait a minute.
Okay? You trying to make old Otis look bad.
What is he talking about? No! Mr. Otis, it's just that we'd feel a little bit more comfortable if my husband and his friends were around us. That's it!
Girl, that's a bold-faced lie if I ever saw one. You trying to make old Otis look like I can't do my job.
No, Mr. Otis. It's just that we were expecting protection more like Wesley Snipes, not Grady from Sanford and Son.
Girl, I am the best that there is. Wesley Snipes is a pretty boy. You hear what I'm saying to you? Oh, Otis is hands-on. I get in there and I take the criminal. I get him out of there.
Okay. All right, Miss Otis. Just take us to our secret location.
Yeah, please.
There's no need to go there because you are already there. Here.
What? Mr. Otis, this is the first place that they're gonna look.
No, missy. Okay? This is the last place that they are gonna look. See, the criminal mind is a stupid mind.
All right, Mr. Otis. If Pam, if we're gonna be here, we might as well get comfortable.
Well, not so fast, miss. Not so fast. Not after security check. You might be working for the enemy, girl.
What enemy? Look, Mr. Otis, you tripping.
No, I'm not tripping. Between your friend's big head and your thick caboose, you could be smuggling enough weapons in there to blow all of Detroit up.
All right. Wait a minute now. Let's just hurry up and get this over with.
Damn! I know the commercials say raise your hands if you're sure, but you're a little unsure, aren't you, Missy? Smell like you've been wrestling an alligator out there.
Hey, Tommy. Man, something ain't right. Gina would have called by now.
Okay, good. Look, Martin, I'm sure there's a perfectly good reason why they haven't called yet, man.
Duh. That's easy. The criminals got them and they won't let them use the phone.
Cole? Right now ain't a good time, man, okay? It's not a good time.
Okay. My bad.
Right.
We'll come back to it later.
Look here, Mark. You just need to chill, man. That's a call. Go put on some music or something.
Okay, cool.
Hey, relax.
Yeah, you tell me.
We interrupt this music to bring you a special news bulletin. Donnie and Clyde are still at large. This is the last bulletin you'll hear from me because I don't want them crazy brothers hemming me up. I'm out.
You hear that, Tommy? I'm going to find Gina and Pam.
Hold on now, Martin. Look, I'm sure they're in good hands, man. They are being guarded by Detroit's finest.
Yeah.
Look, all we have to do is sit and wait. That's it.
Okay. So what you want to do first, sit or wait?
Oh, no, Martin, come on. It's okay.
No,
it's okay.
That's cool. I'm cool.
Okay.
Come on, man. I'm just trying to help you, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, I didn't mean nothing.
All right. Then look. Okay, you okay?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing we can do, man, right? I mean, look, we don't even know what they look like. Look here, I'm gonna get you something to drink. Cole, get the door.
All right,
get the money.
Man. Right.
Excuse me, sir. Are you the man of the house?
No. But I'm a friend of the man of the house.
Yeah, what's up? What's happening? What can I do for you?
Hi. How you doing, man? Is this the home of the witness?
Say what, partner?
He said he's a Jehovah's Witness.
Man, please, look, okay, now's not the time. It definitely is not the time. My brother right here got a lot of stress he dealing with. Stress all up in here, okay? His wife is at a secret location. Well, actually, she's at her best friend Pam's house getting ready to take it to a secret location. But, hey, look, we keep that on the DL. That's none of your business.
Cole!
Sit your empty head down.
Right there, don't you move. You sit there, don't you move. You
hey,
hear me?
Please!
Okay.
Now, whatever you brothers are selling, we ain't buying.
What?
What the hell is... Better me than them, girls. Okay? Now listen, rule number one. If you fall asleep, you wind up 6 feet deep. Now, Otis got some wardrobe for you.
Yeah, take him, Gina. That is not fair.
Somewhere that is. Down that somewhere. There you
go. Mr. Otis, a bulletproof vest. What are we supposed to do with these? What is this for?
Better safe than sorry, Missy. Okay? Or Otis can tell you that bullets hot. They hot.
Really? Mr. Otis, have you been shot before?
Yeah, that's right, I've been shot, girl. I took an AK-47 right here. Caught one right there. Scarred me for life.
I see it scars you, Mr. Otis.
I also caught one in the rump, girl. But that was from my wife. Oh, Otis don't creep no more. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me, Mr. Otis. Look at this. It's got holes in it. What is this about?
Well, I just been down. I guess it ain't bulletproof down there, girl. But you know what? It go real nice with them jeans you got on there, girl.
Otis, what do you need all these weapons for?
Protection, Missy Fool.
Excuse me, Mr. Otis. You need to be a little careful with that stun gun. You could hurt somebody around here.
Hey, let me tell you something. I've been doing this since y'all was in training, bra. And by the look of things, you still got some training to do.
Funny, Mr. Otis, like you could tell with them Coke bottle glasses you got.
Go. That's real funny. That's why the criminal's on your ass. Now listen, with this taser, you got to keep the safety latch on at all times. If you don't do that, you do something stupid. Hey. What I need is the restroom, girl. That taser got my bladder running some crazy, girl.
Gina, he's been there for 20 minutes. No telling when he's coming out. I say we roll.
No, Pam, where are we gonna go? Donnie and Clyde are gonna kill us.
But if we stay here, Otis is gonna kill us. Now let's break.
True. Let's get out of here, see? Hurry up. Give me my coat.
Get your coat. Here, take my pocket.
Got it?
My jacket.
Hurry up. I got the door. I got the door.
Hurry up. Are those guns? Or are y'all just happy to see us?
It's a gun.
But we are happy to see you. And thanks for getting that money back. That
was really nice.
Donnie, shut up. You two sit on the couch.
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna make sure you never make it to court.
Hey, Clyde, who's that?
That's our top security agent.
Top! Yeah.
And he don't play that.
Don't even.
Shh. Sit down. If you're smart, you act like we're your dates.
No.
A date? I don't want a date. Watch my hair, boy.
Clyde, can we switch? My date's got a bad attitude.
You want my hair?
Oh, look what we got here. The minute old Otis turns his back, y'all call your dates over, huh? Ain't that something?
I hope you don't mind. I just couldn't wait to see my baby.
Oh, well, that's all right, you young buckaroo. Look here, I'm gonna go on down to the car, give me some clean britches. I tell you, I don't throw it up. It's all right there, messy fool. These young gentlemen, young buckaroos, are gonna take care of you. Look, as a matter of fact, why don't y'all take my gun? So as I can get this out, take my gun and use it for protection in case the robbers come back.
You know there ain't gonna be no trouble now, Mr. Otis. Why don't you just take your time?
Man, you know you got a kind heart there, boy. Need more like it, boy. Need more like it.
Just take your time.
Yeah, well.
Now, it's time for y'all to say your prayers.
Gina.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Not you, Donnie! Get over here and take care of these two.
You want to do it right here? But we'll mess up the nice lady's carpet.
Just give me that gun, fool. I'll do it myself.
Don't.
You know, boys, I seem to have misplaced my car keys somewhere. I have no idea where they are.
Otis, they're gonna kill us!
Say what, girl? Wait a minute. Ain't gonna be no domestic violence up in here, boy.
Listen, you just mind your own business and you won't get hurt, old man.
You wanna run that by me one more time there, boy?
I said, mind your business and you won't get hurt, old man.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said there, boy. You just committed a 5 to 10, boy.
What's a 5 to 10?
I'm about to whoop his ass for 5 or 10 minutes.
Man, please. I don't even need a weapon to deal with your rusty old butt. Hold that, Donnie.
You done lost your advantage there, boy. Now I'm about to play like a dentist and take out your teeth.
Oh, really?
You going down today.
Come on with it.
You going down
Come
today,
on with
boy.
It.
No, no. No, no, don't do girls, boy. That was nothing at all. Is that all you got, boy? You must be sweet on old Otis, boy, because that damn show was a love tap, boy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Come on, boy.
Stop screaming like a sissy and take your whooping like a man, boy.
You know what? Gina, I'm so happy that is over.
Me too, girl.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, ladies. I never thought I'd see you two alive again.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, we were taking bets on it down here at the station.
Baby, I'm so glad you're all right,
baby,
girl.
I was so scared.
Oh, I know. But look, at least you had Grizzly Adams to take care of you. You know, watch your back.
You know what? I'm hurt, Martin. You know, my life was in danger, too. I could have lost my life as well.
I know. Oh, come here. You get a hug, too.
I get
come
a hug.
On. Yeah, girl, I ain't got nothing but love for you, girl. But you know, if they would have got you, at least you would have had 8 lives left.
Just get away
it's
from
like
me.
A 9
you
life.
Know, you messed up a special. Got 9 lives. You messed up a special.
Now, you know, Mr. Payne, you can be proud of your wife and her friend here. Mm-hmm. Thanks to their bravery, we were able to put away Donnie and Clyde for a long time.
I'm just glad that my baby's all right, you know? And since she's all right, it's all good.
Well, not quite. You see, we still haven't recovered the stolen money.
Thank you so very much, darling. Y'all are so beautiful and lovely. Could you fan just a little harder? Oh, that's hot. I work so hard. I really do. A waitress, Missy Pooh, can I see you for a minute there, please, girl? How you doing, that lovely lady you are? Look here, can you bring me another one of them Bahama Mamas? My coconut's a little empty there, girl. Thank you, girl. Oh, before you go, here. Why don't you buy yourself a new dress? Cover up them coconuts you got sticking out like that there, girl. All right. Oh, if I wasn't so old, I'd buy one there, girl. I'd buy one there. Somebody want to give me love? Do somebody want to give me love? Oh, you know what? This one. Yeah. No, you didn't give me love. You get that. You get more love.